The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's the cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
It does.
It does.
Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter. And
good morning.
The Hat Man.
This is the Hat Man and Frankie.
Hey, Hat Man. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Can you turn your mic up, Hat Man?
Good morning,
gentlemen. There we go. There's the Hat Man.
Yeah.
The Hat Man is here.
I didn't know if my voice was going to come out because I haven't spoken all morning.
And our Sergeant of Arms, Frankie Rose.
Morning, Frank.
Hey, morning, Frankie. We are broadcasting live here from KCNR in downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better.
He piped up.
Frankie's in there. 1460 AM, and we are podcasting, broadcasting. I guess we're not pod.
Well, yeah, nope, it's not. Nope.
Yeah, we're broadcasting. We will be podcasting, won't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we
anyway,
are.
We're here at KCNR 1460. com if you want to get on the computer and you can listen to us live or listen to us down the road or whatever. Couple of quick announcements. One being that we have a recall fundraiser. It's Recall and Restore. It will be August the 28th, 2021. Doors open at 4:30. The Masters of Ceremony will be Patrick Jones and Chris Kellstrom. There will be a dinner. And it's catered by Dill's Deli and Barbecue. And if you haven't eaten at Dill's Deli, boy, oh, boy, you haven't eaten.
And it's going to be held at the VFW Hall in Anderson.
It is. And that is at 3210 West Center Street.
Yep.
And, by the way, it's going to be tri-tip. Tickets are $40 each, a table, eight for $300. And that includes eight dinners and $100 in raffle tickets. But buy those tickets. Buy those $40 tickets. Come in. There's going to be a lot of really great stuff in there. Speakers will be there. It'll be fun. We can all get together. And we really have to appreciate the hard workers. I know that there's some people, wife included, Sally out every night, Ronin, Melody, Melanie, everybody, all the M's,
Catherine.
All the S's, all of them
yeah.
are just out there doing it. And thank you, ladies. You've been great. Kathy Stainbrook, what a trooper she is.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So, and of course, Jessica Dill and Mike Dill, who is going to be a speechwriter. If you've heard episode one, you know that he can use colorful metaphors in a way no one else can.
Very articulate.
Yes, and very artistic. Very artistic. Anyway, Mike, we love you, and this is going to be a great time. It will, again, will be August the 28th. Doors open at 4:30, so get there early. You can have a cerveza or whatever you want, and enjoy yourself and come in and help a good cause. We've got to get rid of Modi, Comenti, and Rickard, who, by the way, were absent, weren't they?
Absent. Oh, you mean on Tuesday at the
yeah.
board meeting? Yeah.
Unavailable?
Unavailable. Not even Skyping in, so they must yeah. have been on their deathbeds.
How could they all be sick at the same time?
Well, maybe they had a party and they got... I don't know. Did they get the jab?
I don't know. I wonder if they did get the jab.
Did they get a booster?
Well, aren't we their employers?
We should know.
We should, huh?
Yeah, because all the other employers have to know if their employees have the jab. So we, as their employers, should know if they've had the jab.
And frankly, if they stand behind that, which apparently they do, those three do.
Yeah, they seem to stand behind it. So guess yeah. what? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Wow. Well, I heard, at least, you know, that Mary was exposed to COVID.
We've all been exposed to COVID.
Wait, what's COVID?
But, I mean, if that's the case and she couldn't be there, well, if she had the jab, why is she worried?
Yeah, and why is she sick if she's had the jab? You're not supposed to get sick when you get the jab, right?
Nope, you're not.
I mean, that's the rumor.
That is the rumor.
Yeah.
Now, on August the 30th, we will be doing something new. We will, in addition to this program, we will be doing a live podcast. It'll be archived. It will be from Mountaintop Media. We're really excited about that. We will be live Monday morning at 9 a.m.
What's the date on that?
That is August the 30th.
Okay.
And we'll be on, you can go to the Red, White, and Blueprint, Google Red, White, and Blueprint, get on there. You'll be able to hear us live, and, of course, it'll be archived and everything else. And this will be Mountaintop Media that's putting this on. We're pretty excited about that. Mountaintop Media is the production company that put together the Red, White, and Blueprint. And then following us at 10 o'clock will be Sovereign Minds, Mark and Linda Kent. And I'm sure they're excited about that. And this is going to be amazing. It's going to just reach a lot more people than what we're able to here. Not that it isn't a good venue here. It just will be able to reach a lot more people on a live basis and all the different media outlets. So we're pretty excited about having both programs going.
Yep.
And also excited about definitely doing that in addition to this program here.
And also, too, when things are being talked about, we don't have to worry about, commercial interruptions. We don't have to worry about everything that is said. There will be no buzzer. So,
well, Mark Kent's going to like that.
there will be a buzzer, but it'll be null and void. It'll be a call. It'll just be sitting there looking at you.
Yeah.
Won't have any effect.
Yeah.
But we'll leave the active buzzer to Travis here.
Yeah.
So he can be the buzzer ninja. Yeah. He loves it.
He gave us a thumbs up. So anyway, yesterday and the day before, we had a very, very, very important meeting. Wynn, you want to talk a little bit about this? And Wynn Carpenter and Janet Chandler were two champions of this that they just put together a great event. We had several of the colonies in.
Yep.
Our counties for the state of Jefferson and Wynn. Let them know what we did, brother.
Yeah, we got together at the Anderson VFW Hall. It's been in the works for a while because we've been working on this for a while, working on the State of Jefferson Constitution, getting it completed so that it will pass muster with Congress and hopefully the legislature of California, however that works out. So we had to write it so that it will be as friendly as possible to those entities, because we do know that we have rhinos in Congress. No matter what we do and how clean it gets, we'll still have rhinos, and they still have to be able to pass what we're looking at doing as far as state separation. We have to have a constitution in place at the time of being granted that opportunity. But then once we come together to work on our state establishment and getting everything together, then if we need to, and given whatever's going on in the world at the time, we may have to modify that constitution before it is totally put together and confirmed by all the counties within the territory of Jefferson. And we want to put a shout out to all our fire-ravaged county brothers and sisters, because a lot of them, several of the counties, were not able to be there that very reason, because we're being inundated with all this fire garbage. And so they weren't able to be there to participate in it, but they knew that we needed to do it. So they said, just do what you got to do. We'll stay on the home front and fight that battle. So we're all fighting battles. And so they're home taking care of business where they need to with the fire issues and supporting each other and just, keeping themselves and their families safe, their neighbors safe, what have you, or cleaning up the messes that have been created by these fires, because some of our brothers and sisters have lost everything. Everything. So that's why it's so important that we keep working on this going toward Jefferson, because what's happened here in the northern counties is unacceptable and is non-negotiable in my mind of what's been going on. We need to clean out the forest so when we do have fires out there, it burns through quickly and doesn't burn the timber and burn for months at a time. We do have a fire season now, and it starts in April and ends in November. So what are we looking at here? Is this the way it's going to be forever? No, and that's unacceptable. And just think of the risk that everybody is at for all the burning debris and the ash that we get and the filthy air and just the whole package. It's awful. So those brothers and sisters that are truly on the front line, seeing the flames, feeling the flames, that is where it's scary as hell. So we need to make sure that we work twice as hard to get Jefferson so that we can do something about that, because apparently California is going to do nothing. They have done nothing except for suppress all of us on that because of a bird. At one point, somebody thought it was a good idea. So we need to get this done. We need to move forward. And they supported what we did yesterday and day before. And the people that were there worked hard. We had good, healthy debate, which was wonderful to see because, you know, we don't all agree 100% on everything going on in there, but we agree that we needed to have a document that's going to pass muster. We agreed with that. And again, there was healthy debate, and some people voted no on some of the issues. And that's good because you need to have different thought processes when you're going through a document as important as that. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you have a question or comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And next Sunday, the 29th, on this program, on KCNR, we will have Janet Chandler. She'll come in. We'll be talking Constitution. Now, there was something that was brought up yesterday I thought was interesting, because there is no fixing California. I mean, I don't care what your plan is. The existing situation in California is unfixable. You can't have 40 million people with only 80 assemblymen and 40 senators to represent them. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, California's population is larger than a lot of countries.
Oh, yeah.
Countries, think about that. And it's larger in total than a lot of the combined states on the East Coast.
Now, at Jefferson, what we're planning to have is one assemblyman for every 5,000. And when we look at our population, that could be... Well, I think we're going to call it the House of Representatives, the State House of Representatives.
Yep.
And that would mean one particular House of Representatives, State House of Representatives, for every 5,000 people, and two senators per county. I think it's going to be a workable. I know it's a workable situation. Other people that are having movements, some of them are saying, well, we're going to have an assemblyman and a senator for every county. Well, how does that work as far as your representation goes? I mean, why do you think we have the House and the Senate? So, in federal government. So, I mean, a lot of these things have to be looked at realistically. I mean, and we do have some people running for governor, Larry Elder, you know, Kevin Kiley, Caitlyn Jenner. you know, we have a lot of people running for governor of California. I don't know how they think they're going to fix it. I mean, you know, right now you've got, what, 63 in the Assembly that are Democrats and 17 that are Republican. In the Senate, I think it's 30 that are Democrats and 10 that are Republicans. So,
and are they true conservatives or are they just rhinos?
Are they? Yeah, and so how do you get anything through? Well, yeah, you can veto it, but then they can override a veto. And, you know, Kylie's done some good things, you know, and Larry Elder, of course, has the – seems to be the favorite at this point from what I see. But I don't know how you can expect to, you know, as the Titanic is sinking, I don't know how you're supposed to bring it back up again. You can't. And, you know, I'd love to hear from people that want to say, hey, well, we can still fix California. Well, tell me how. I mean, yeah, if we change the apportionment, it's all about apportionment. You know, what does New Hampshire have? One for every, like, 2,000 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And, I mean, you have to have that kind of representation so that your voice can be heard. I mean, it's just ridiculous to think that we can fix something that's so far gone and so far broken. It was a lot of really healthy debate, a lot of good debate. A lot of people made sacrifices to get there, and I think that's a lot of it. People are really sacrificing for their liberty. Talk about sacrificing for liberty. Our good friend here, Frankie Rose, who is one of our treasures, we're keeping him, you know, and I'm happy for him. His Pittsburgh Steelers won their first three games in preseason. I know Frankie's smiling right now. If you know Frank Rose, you can tell, because he lives, eats, and breathes Steelers.
There you go.
Anyway, so the thing is that Frank made a good comment. He said, you know, how is it that the Chamber of Commerce in Reading can be supportive and be against the recall or even have a political opinion on backing people? Because when they do it, the assumption is that all of the businesses that belong to the Chamber of Commerce actually agree with what the Chamber of Commerce puts out there. The Chamber of Commerce put $6,000 into keeping the three supervisors, rejecting the recall, largest single donation. And when they did that, that's something to where who actually approved on that? Who? I know that Frank was saying three nonprofits, and I'm, you know, he'll bang on the door and correct me if it's if not. But Frankie said three nonprofits don't want to have them have an opinion on anything, yet they're represented by the Chamber of Commerce, and whether that's something that's legal or not legal or whatever the case may be, how the chamber does it, the assumption is that everybody is for not recalling those three supervisors, which definitely, I mean, how crazy is that? They didn't show up. And it was people in the medical profession that were there. And I know that there were articles written, there was 100 people. I counted 207 that came in and out of there. So I don't know, who got, how they got their count. But you know, to me, the frustration is we see liberty falling apart. We know California is gone. Our state is burning up, especially the North State. And people are going, oh, I think we can fix California. Somebody call in and tell me how. I challenge anybody who thinks they can fix California to call in and tell us how. In the present state with the apportionment, in the present state with their Second Amendment laws, because basically our Second Amendment is gone in California, how do we have our God-given, constitutionally protected rights protected in this state? We do not. We simply don't.
Right, and that is why we are working so hard to separate. And we've been working on it for a while, and we've gone all the avenues that we could possibly go to this point, which we had to follow in the Constitution and follow in the protocol of what other states have done when they've done their separation. So we've done everything we can possibly do within our grasp at this point. We just have to wait for things to change at a federal level so that we can move forward with it. And until that happens, we are still working on getting all the documentation together that we absolutely have to have and having a finished constitution that will, and we will ratify the constitution. And in that ratification process, given the timing of that, there may be things that will be changed or removed or added to it. So we don't know that, and we won't know that until the time comes. So we've got, like I said, a great team that have been working on this for quite a while. It's not a surprise that, you know,
3 years.
Yeah, we've all been working on this because it does take time. You're doing it over the email faction. You're doing it. You're talking to people on the phone while you're working on the documents. And we've had a couple. We had a really good team that actually drafted it and put it together and did all the research. And they spent every Saturday for a year and a half for 3 hours each Saturday going over that and putting that together. And then they gave us what they created, and then we as the counties went through the process, asked questions, and looked at things that we wanted to have removed. So we voted on those, and we tally and count those things because I'm the one who tracks that. You know, we document all of that because you have to document it. And I don't mean by recording the meeting, video or audio. We won't do that. We record it in writing. It's important to do that. And then we're going through that process so that everybody can understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and they have the freedom to speak and to question, debate, argue, and sometimes get a little miffed about what's going on. But that's okay. That's part of the process. And don't think our founders didn't do that. So we're following in their footsteps as best we can with the knowledge that we have in order to make this happen. And it's been a learning curve like no other for all of us. We talk about things and somebody will bring something up and then somebody will fact check that and do, you know, whatever. It's a process and we all work together, and we're all fighting for the same thing. It's liberty. We want our free state and we want liberty. And then when we vote, we know our vote counts. We want to know that what we're doing is going to work. And even if it doesn't work, we learn from our mistakes and we correct it quickly. And then we know our tax dollars are being spent where they're supposed to be. They're not being pilfered by those people that are in elected offices doing whatever it is they choose to do. There's going to be accountability throughout. And even for the people that are putting the whole thing together, there's accountability. And we've taken that on, and we're passionate about it, and we're moving forward with it. So we just wanted to share with everybody where we are with that and that we're going to be moving forward. And you know, Godspeed on that. Pray for everybody involved because we do another thing too, just so you know, we open every meeting that we come together with a prayer and a pledge because that is, it's critical. It's that important. That's a foundation of what we're doing. And we honor God in that so that, you know, He will guide us through this. And sometimes you're like, good grief, you know, what can we do? And just think about it, you know, just have a little self-prayer there as you're going through the process to get through it. And it works. And so again, all the people that came up, they came as far south from Stanislaus. That was the far, southernmost county. And Siskiyou was the northernmost county right next door. But they all came here to put this together and make this happen. So it was very good, and I'm proud of each and every one of them and proud to work and stand alongside each one, every one of them.
Well, we have Siskiyou Steve on the phone. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I accept this challenge.
Well, how are you doing?
The people. I'm doing great.
Good.
I just got back from a huge motorcycle ride all the way up to Sandpoint, Idaho.
And oh, wow.
Down to... if I may, I am wanting to start a chapter for the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. We do not have one here in Siskiyou or Shasta County. The only one is down in Sacramento, and then it's up in Grants Pass, Oregon. So I've been accepted to the chapter in Sacramento, but I have to be, you know, get it transferred up to Grants Pass because that's closer. But we could start one, and it's only for combat veterans. You have to prove your combat veteran through your WD-214. And then they go through and they research it and they realize, you know, qualify you as a combat veteran and then you're in. And it's, you don't have an initiation for 2 or 3 years. You just have to qualify as a combat veteran. They had a great big rally in Boise, Idaho, and that was my end stop, was in Boise. But my point being, along with the constitutional sheriffs, is that it is the people who will take back California. And when this voter fraud thing comes out across the United States, the people will be taking back our country, hopefully. That is the hope. And Trump and the military will step in. That's the call. But in California, there is quite a rising in Southern California, believe it or not. These people are really upset down there with Newsom and all that. And the rallying is getting bigger and bigger every day as more and more information is coming out about the corruption. Look at this Afghanistan thing. That thing is just more fuel for our fight for independence. So I think the people... For the people, of the people, by the people. Really simple.
Amen.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think you're right on that. I know that, we believe
California. That's how we are going to fix California.
How do we fix the abortion?
Well, I believe the state of Jefferson. We definitely need to split California. It's too big. So, yes, the state of Jefferson makes perfect sense. But as far as fixing the bullshit in California, it's the people. The people have to stand up, and we are.
I think you're right about that, Steve. So, I think it makes a lot of sense. I know in Southern California there are groups that want the same thing we want. And I think for a long time, we kind of own this. And that is that we were too much of being isolationists. We were thinking, well, you know, once we get ours, we'll teach you how to get yours. Well, that doesn't work that way. They want theirs now. I think you're right about what you're saying on that, because I think that we should have, I think it should be a minimum of 3 states. Just for lack of whatever people would want to name it, I would call it Northern Jefferson, Southern Jefferson, and the state of Madison. He wasn't too bad. And I think that, you know, in Southern California, people like Peggy Hall and numerous other people down there that want their liberty or fighting for liberty. And I think that makes perfect sense. The idea of you can't fix California simply because of the apportionment. There's no way you can have apportionment of representation for 40 million people in one spot. So I think that's the main gig right there. And you're right about all the stuff that's happened to us, Steve. You know, all the BS that's happened, all the things that have come down the pike our forest, everything that's happened. It's too numerous to even mention. But anyway, we are going to have to go off to our half-hour break, brother. Thanks for the call. You're spot on. Well, we've got to go to a break. You can hold on if you want, but I have to go to this break.
Okay.
You can hold on if you want, bro. Okay, well, with that, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Brothers, come around. Calling south and north together. Calling west and east together. Calling all the clans together. Brother, come around.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready an Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you heard that on AM, it did not do it justice.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's what will be cool about Mountaintop Media. You'll hear that. Anyway, yeah, so we do have Siskiyou Steve still on the line. Steve, you wanted to add a couple of more things there, or you had something else you wanted to say. Sure.
Real quick.
Sure.
I know you guys have a program. You know, I was in McCall looking for a high school buddy. He's a contractor, so I went to lumber yards looking for him, and I asked this one young contractor guy. He says, "No, I don't know him, but you looking for a job?" No. And so, yeah, all across the country, I went through these wheat fields to, you know, for 360 degrees, Terry, I'll send you a picture of it. Amazing country, you know, farmers. the heart of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And they're screaming for help. Nobody wants to work. It's just so we don't have a homeless problem. We just have lazy people. You know, the government has instilled this welfare state. And so that's really the deal. But, you know, it's really our local politicians who are, you know, not accepting the fact that California is corrupt. And they keep abiding by California stuff, but we are at war with California. It is owned by the Chinese. And we cannot abide by California any longer. We have to get our local people, and believe me, I'm doing the fight up here. I'm now running for planning commission. I ran for city council, and they're not ready for me yet. I'm too radical, but I'm keep going. But we got to tell our local politicians we do not do California in this way any longer. They're run by the Chinese, and we have to take back all the country from the property from the Chinese that they bought. And keep that money for ourselves. That's my ideas. Anyway, thank you guys for going across country. I didn't see any Biden, no Biden nowhere, but Trump everywhere. Trump flags, Trump pictures. I went into one restaurant. They had a great cardboard thing of Trump with "Make America Great," and the lady in there, sweet German lady, really cool place in Blythe, Oregon. She said they had a couple of people walk in and walk back out, and the whole place was full of the local coffee people in the morning, and they all turned around and went, bye! So, great country. I had a ton of fun. God deals everywhere. Bikers telling me, no, don't go that way. Go this way. You're going to have a much better ride. And I had a wonderful ride all by myself.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, Betty. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day. God bless you, brother.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Steve.
Jerry, I'll send you. Take care, you guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that's just a really a good point. You know, there is, people are standing up and wanting to stand up for liberty. And I think that, you know, the Red, White, and Blueprint, Episode 5, Red, White, and Blueprint, the Red, White, and Blueprint, Episode 5, is one that people need to send to their supervisors. It's really peeling back the onion. There is 5 episodes. They're all amazing. They all are relevant, but it is what Steve's saying it is. It is the counties. It is local government. It is the school boards. It is the city councils. It is the boards of supervisors. It is the water board. We need to be getting on those boards, keeping an eye on them, making sure that that they are accountable to us. And as Wynn said, there are employees. And, you know, and these elected officials we have on a local level need to be held accountable. I got a call from, or an email rather, from Butte County. They have sent the Red, White, and Blueprint to each one of their supervisors. I know that Sierra County has, Placer County has. Folks need to be sending the Red, White, and Blueprint, Episode 5, to the boards of supervisors. They need to. We have Ron on the phone. Ron, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Ron.
Doing pretty good, thank you. Hey, I've got some questions. Does Larry Elder, he was on the Carl show for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to be on again, if you know, or will he come up to the North State? And the reason I'm asking that question, what does he know about or what does he think of the state of Jefferson?
Well,
I've asked several people
right.
About it. Kevin Kiley, he wants to fix California. When I tried to explain things, he's a little bit on the arrogant side, so I don't know if I like him or not, but he did say some things I like. Jenny Ray LaRue said some things I like, too, but she's kind of on the fence, as far as I can see it, about the state of Jefferson, and Ted Gaines is right now but he's got a lot of commercials on to vote for him, and I don't know what he thinks of the state of Jefferson, so I don't know if any of you have ever talked
yes,
to him.
Yes, I can answer that.
Okay.
Okay, it's well, Ted Gaines, for one thing, nobody knows what he thinks because he never talks to anybody, but he was, while he was in Senate, in the state of California, he did accumulate 12 homes. Which I guess was a pretty good deal. Ted Gaines is an empty suit. As far as Kevin Kiley goes, Kevin is, you know, I think he's a pretty good candidate. You know, he's done some things.
Yep.
You know, the thing about Kevin is that, well, you know, I mean, he's a career politician. It's what he wants to do. He won't lie to you about it. Larry Elder, I don't really know that much about. I mean, I like what he says when I listen to his radio programs, and I like where he stands, but one of the things that they all have in common is a thing called a platitude. They don't really tell you, here's how I'm going to fix it with nuts and bolts and numbers, and here's how I'm going to do it, when I'm going to do it by, blah, 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 blah. We don't have a candidate like that. Ms. LaRue, I think, is, I talked to her a couple of times, seems to, I don't know whether she's echoing Kevin Kiley or Kevin Kiley's echoing her, but they both seem to be saying a lot of the same thing.
Right.
And I, you know, to me, as far as Larry Elder goes, and just so you know, we have the finished copy that most likely when it's ratified, I'm sure there'll be some revision. But at this point, it's something we can all live with. Like, that's what we all believe, is that we can live with this Constitution as we look at it at this point. That will be handed in a very nice form to Mark Baird, and he's getting a hold of Larry Elder.
Which also, keep in mind, has to pass with Congress. It
yes.
has to be able to pass with the rhinos in Congress. And it was written as such, so it has to be able to pass that muster.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, too, is that, you know, again, amendments aren't bad things. You just don't want to do a whole bunch of them. I'm sure glad that we have the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. So a lot of people, you know, there's ways of changing it, and maybe not just amendment, initiative. I know that we can change things with initiative in the state of Jefferson. Actually, you can in California also. You can change, you can amend the Constitution, or the people can through initiative. That's Article 18, Section 3 of the California Constitution. But you know, getting back to this issue on the governors and who's running, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, Mark said that he's going to be talking to Larry Elder, and I'm not sure of the other one who's going to talk to, because I've already talked to Kiley. I know him personally. I've known him for a while. And, you know, these guys all think they can fix California, and they are running for the governor for the state of California. But, you know, without apportionment, it's impossible to, it's impossible. That's the problem. It's a mess. It's impossible. You can't, it's already sunk, and, it has to be fixed. And I would submit probably at least three states or as many states as the people in the counties deem feasible.
That's kind of the way I see it. I mean, it's broken. It'll never be fixed. Let's get our own state and let the other people get their state,
yes.
too, and
yes.
work things out. So, anyway.
All right, brother. Hey,
okay.
Ron.
Thank you
we
very much.
Ron, we appreciate your service. I appreciate you as a patriot, my friend. So, anyway, have a great day. And, Dar, how are you, Dar? What say you?
Good morning, Dar.
Morning,
are you there?
Dar. Are you there?
Good morning. This business with Kiley and with Gaines, you know, they're just politicians. I'm tired of politicians. We need some people who aren't political, like Donald Trump was and like Ronald Reagan was. I think Larry Elder would be good. And what I liked about what he said, he did address a couple things that he talked about the water problem, and he said the word that I haven't heard come out of anybody else's mouth, desalination.
Right.
And
right.
he mentioned those, and he also mentioned taking care of our forest by getting what I understood as getting people out there who know how to take care of the forest, such as loggers, if there's any left, or people who will try to put our forest back together. And I just know from calling, I called Dolly's office, got no answer. Called Gaines' office, got no answer. Gallagher, I did talk to someone at Gallagher's office. I don't feel we're being well represented down in Sacramento, and I certainly don't see how those people can represent us as governors. And
yeah, I think you're right. Again, how do you fix something that's unfixable? You can't have an assemblyman for every 500,000 people and a senator for every million. It just doesn't work. And you know, I agree. I guess I'm kind of cranky. I'm always cranky, I guess. But the thing is what bothers me is we keep hearing, well, you know, I think we need to address this or address that, or we're going to address this and address that. How? How are you going to address that? How are you going to do it? Are you going to start clear-cutting, January 15th, 2022? I mean, come on, man. What? Tell us something. And I just get tired of it. And, you know, you get people in there and then, you know, it's always about, well, you know, our taxes are too high. Well, you know, I can't say the word I want to use, but no poop, you know. And I just got the thumbs up from.
Yeah, but the thing is that nobody else. It's the same old rhetoric, as you say. And I'm really sick of it. These Gaines has done nothing.
Nothing.
To me, he's been gone. Dolly's done nothing. And as far as his wife is concerned, he's just got her down there for company, you know. And
what kind of company?
You know,
money.
I mean, I call her an empty skirt. And,
money.
You know, so that's it. And this recall business, another thing that really got me was I saw Elizabeth Warren out here telling us that our recall was illegal. I mean, what is she doing out here? She's no business in California telling us what governor we can have.
Well, you know, again,
because she probably knows the California Constitution so well, right?
She said, did you see the ad?
Yes.
No, I did not.
I did. I've seen it. I know the one you're talking about. But, I mean, you got to be out of your mind to believe anything comes out of her mouth anyway.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of people that are out of their minds. The
you think?
Voted.
You're
otherwise,
right, Dar.
We wouldn't be in this condition that we are in. If they say it's the Republican's fault and so on. No. It's the people of the United States. It's their fault. They voted and they didn't get out and vote like they should have for Trump. They sat home and waited for the rest of us to vote him in. And so that's why even if they did this illegal election, I believe that if people would have gotten out and voted for Trump as they should have, he still would have won. And that's what I think.
Okay, Dar, thank you.
We
got to leave it there, hon, because I've got John Ward on the line. John, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, John.
Well, real good. This is John Ward in Red Bluff, Tehama County.
Yep.
Just a quick comment regarding the candidates running for governor against Newsom. I haven't decided for sure yet who I want to vote for. I do like Larry Elder, but it occurs to me that one of the previous callers was talking about all the politicians, and you have mentioned talking about they're all saying the same platitudes, and this is all very true. But one thought occurred to me yesterday that I haven't heard mentioned. John Cox is a businessman who has run a business, just like Donald Trump. We don't need a politician in Sacramento. We need somebody who is a businessman who knows how to run a business, an executive for the state of California who can get things done, who can delegate the people, who can do the jobs that need to be done, and follow through. That's what we need in the bottom line. Somebody who can say all the right things but can't get anything done and can't delegate isn't going to do us much good. So I'm kind of leaning toward John Cox, although I haven't decided for sure. I know John Cox has run before, and he's lost, but he's a businessman who knows how to run a business, and I think that's an important factor to consider.
Well, I actually debated him about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was with the Taxpayer Coalition down in San Diego, and he wanted to do this, like, neighborhood community representation issue to where each neighborhood basically had their own representative, and
uh-huh.
It was a convoluted mess. I mean, he didn't understand the Constitution, and I agree with you, he's a businessman, but, you know, John Cox, we did invite him to speak during the last, because he ran the last election against Travis Allen, and we invited him to speak, and he, you know, he declined to come because of some reason. But, I mean, I've talked with the guy, I've debated the guy, and I'm not just saying that because I did that. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't consider myself, I wouldn't consider myself a candidate for governor, but if I can take him to task just on the Constitution, just on law, and just what's going on, I think the guy's an empty suit. That's what I
mm-hmm.
think, and I'm just giving it to you firsthand.
Yeah.
I think that, again, the governor, frankly, a lamppost in pants is better than what we have now.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's nothing, and so
or
whether
skirt,
it's
or a skirt
or a skirt,
a lamppost with no light.
Right. I mean, whether it's Kylie or Elder or Cox or anybody's better than what we have.
Oh, absolutely.
But
I agree.
But I couldn't bring myself to vote for John Cox because he's not Donald Trump. Trust me.
Yeah.
And the other part about that is I think, and Larry Elder doesn't have experience. I don't know who I'm leaning to at this point as far as my own personal choice. I'm not sure yet. I don't know. Don't they have a pole dancer or something? You know.
Yeah, the only ones who are X'd out, as far as I'm concerned, are the Democrats who are running and think we're going to put them back in.
Yeah, you know, but again, we do have to vote for somebody. And, you know, and if you feel like John Cox is your guy, knock yourself out. It's still better than Newsom.
Oh, I think, anything's better than Newsom. Any Republican's going to be better than what we have now.
But I think that, at least in the interim, till something happens, and we'll see what happens. You know, Mark Baird is going to be taking, by the way, it was good seeing your wife yesterday and the day before. missed you. But I think that, you know, as we look ahead here, Mark Baird has said he's going to contact Larry Elder and have a chit-chat with him. So we'll see. You know,
we'll see what he has to say.
And, you know, I haven't really made up my mind yet, but believe me, John Cox is no Donald Trump. But he's still better than Newsom.
I'll buy that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother. Hey, have a great day, and thanks for all you do down there in Tehama County, brother.
You bet.
Thank you, John.
Well. Yeah.
We had a lot going on.
We had a flurry. So early in the morning.
So early, yes.
I know.
We're recovering.
I wonder if Andy White made it back okay.
I bet he did.
Well, if you're listening, Andy, you know, we love you, brother. Came all the way from Sierra County. He was hilarious. He got episode 5 of the Red, White, Blueprint, and he sent it out to his supervisors.
Well, keep in mind,
you got to do that.
He didn't just come straight down the hill on a single highway.
No.
He had to drive all the way around counties. He had to drive into Nevada to get here because of the fires and the road closure. He was that determined to be here. So, you know, when we have people that are willing to do that and be where they need to be in order to make these important things happen, and then others that are, you know, right next door can't be bothered or what have you, that tells you a lot. There are some character issues that are involved with that. So you have to see where it goes. And things come out, things happen, and we get that. You know, there are illnesses, there are family emergencies, things just happen. And with this fire, oh my gosh, all the fires, every fire, it's truly unacceptable. We have to take it back so we can get it under control, so we, the people that live in these respective counties, can take care of it on our own without the help of the state. And when I say the state, I mean the state of California, because it's not going to do anything for us. It's actually hindering anything and everything we've ever done, which has led up to all of this. That's what's going on. They're trying to burn everybody out, apparently, because of all the restrictions we have. So with the legislature that we currently have in California, do you think anything's ever going to pass to allow that kind of activity to be done out in the woods? I doubt it. We need to take all of our national forests and our state parks back that are in the territory of each one of the counties. And if they overlap into multiple counties, they work in partnership or in tandem, or they just take care of their respective part, which is within their county border. And we take care of it ourselves. We open those gates up, allow the hunting and the fishing and just the travel through those areas so that people can experience being out in the woods again. And they're going to see what's really going on out there with the growth and so forth. It's natural. It's organic. We need to clear that out. We need to clean it. I'm not saying clear cut the mountains and so they, you know, we have avalanche of dirt coming down the rivers and stuff when we have heavy rains. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we need to maintain it. That's our job. We are here and we're blessed to be here, and it's our responsibility. And we need to take care of what we have here so that we can leave it for our children. Because if we keep burning everything up, there's going to be nothing left. And the water will come down through the aquifers, through the mountains and everything else, and it'll stay there, and it'll come down through the rivers where it needs to be fed. And we will have adequate water supply if this occurs, but we have to maintain it. It's part of being good stewards of the land. We have to do that. It's our responsibility. We owe it to the land that we live on to do that. So I don't know. I just get very frustrated every time somebody talks about, you know, oh, we need to lock the gates, check the gates. Well, we need to remove those damn gates. We need to fix those roads that are passable that are already there that they put berms on. We need to remove those berms because some of those berms cause erosion. So we need to make sure that those are removed so we're not causing more problem for the land that's out there. It comes back to being responsible adults, doing the right thing, and being accountable to that. We have to do that.
Maybe you should run for office.
Yeah, no. I grew up in MacArthur, which is the Intermountain area in northeastern Shasta County, and I grew up up there, and we used to go out in the woods all the time. You could get wood if you wanted to cut down, you know, if there were downed trees already, you could use that as firewood, which helped clean that out. My family and extended family are loggers, have been for, you know, generations, and there are a lot of good people that I grew up knowing that did that, and they took care of it. They worked hard. They were good, hard-working families that did exactly that. They took care of the woods when they were out there. They were logging, and they were earning money for themselves and their families. You know, that's what they did. That was their career choice. But they were good loggers. They took care of it. They were good stewards of the land. And a lot of folks that had cattle, they would let the cattle graze out in the forest, so, you know, kind of help keep some of the stuff down a little bit. They did that. They'd, you know, get the cattle out there and graze all over out there. There were sheep that were grazing out there. And so people were doing that when I was growing up. I dare say that doesn't happen now.
That's true. So, Steve, you're back. We only got a couple of minutes. What's up, man?
Yeah, just really, really fast. It's very, very important. September 13th is just right around the corner. And we have all these candidates running, and we're going to split our votes. If we don't find the strongest candidate and stand behind him, we're going to split each other out. So, you know,
yeah, that's true. But you know, people, they're gonna vote for who they want to vote for. There's not a whole lot you can do. You got 46 candidates. You know, the thing is that somebody's going to win. You know, I mean, and you, okay. You know, right now we have Elder. He's in the lead. So I don't know. Just, you know, if you can't. I agree with that. It might be down to three candidates, probably down to maybe four if Gaines is in there, but probably it's probably between Elder and Kylie, I think, at this point for the lead.
I would highly suggest, yeah, Elder, and I hope Mark Baird makes his point with Elder. That would be great.
Well, it depends on if Mark Baird hears the point.
Ray Help was on. He's a forester scientist that was speaking on Aaron Ryan's show last Sunday. You can archive it. It is brilliant. Ray is speaking as a scientist, a forester, not a supervisor. And he was called to the hangar with Trump when Trump showed up in the hangar in Sacramento. Ray was called to
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So Ray was brilliant. It's last Sunday on Aaron's show. You can archive it, but it's brilliant. You got to listen to it. And it solves the problem with our forestry. So if Trump gets back in office, I hope he calls Ray to office. Okay, thank you, guys.
You bet, Steve. Have a great day. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of good people. Ray Halp is I don't know if he's still a city supervisor in Siskiyou. He was. But I know that, from what I understand, he did go back to Washington, D.C., and did go back and did converse with Trump. And, you know, he does have a connection there. So, you know. It looks like the phone's ringing, and whoever that is, let's make it quick here.
With managing our lands that we need to do, the cost would be within the counties that they lie in. And but there are ways to recover those costs by using all the biomass, pulling it out, and generating electricity. And that could be done for in perpetuity,
yes.
Because we're always going to be cleaning our forest. We wouldn't have to worry about that. And then we leave our energy generators that are on water, leave them alone, leave them there, because that's the cleanest, easiest, most renewable resource, as water generates the power there as well. So we need to be smart about what we're doing. We need to make sure that our homework is done timely and we don't, you know, get it all political. It has to be done smart. We have to be forward-thinking and taking care of business. So that's the only reason why I put that out there.
Now, next week, we do have Janet Chandler. That'll be next Sunday. We'll be talking about the Constitution that was written. And if we do have a phone caller, they probably can call into the next show, Travis, if they want to, because I don't think that Mark or Linda will mind having a caller call in about liberty. So anyway, with that, we're excited about what the future. We believe that this state needs to have representation.
Amen.
Without it, nothing else matters. We have to understand apportionment.
Yep.
Whether that's state of Jefferson North, state of Jefferson South, state of Madison, state of Franklin. The point is that we need liberty. And time has truly come.
For 51.
So let's get it done.
Amen.
our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come for 51.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.